Now, well, for openers, I don't know how to work this machine. I'm just astounded at this machine. This is the silliest way I've ever known of spending the nights alone, talking to yourself into an obvious Nazi machine. This is a red China Manchurian candidate machine because I can't get anything on tape. And when I do record anything, I automatically erase it. And I'm sitting in a room all by myself, boy. And across the room on my library shelf are about 35 tapes of shows that I've done for CBS. Now, in those boxes that hold the tapes, my life depends on those, and yet I don't know how to work. That's not my business. I was trying to be a singer. I don't know how to read notes. I can't read music. And I can't count too well. And I don't know how to work this machine. But that's the story of my life. You go with it even if you don't know what's going on. Keep talking, singing, smiling, and taping. Somebody told me that this might be interesting. But I've gotten so involved with this Donovan's brain machine, tape machine. It should be Johnson and Johnson's tapes. My wounds, I'd like to tape. But I just am trying to get a few thoughts done, and I'm all by myself, as usual, and trying to go straight with myself. Now, that makes you feel kind of dumb. I can't find my glasses to read the directions. I don't know what 33 and a third means. That just means out of sync to me. And then they got all kinds of kind of early Franz Joseph directions that I'm not equipped for. I have done, believe me, I have done two, what do they call it, spools of tape of talking. I think I erased the whole thing and just Peggy Lee and myself came on in a rehearsal tape that played backwards. I wonder if Sid Luft's mother makes these machines. Could be. She made all those machines. She made Sid. She spawned him in the Red Sea somewhere, I think. But to, let's just think about my trying to be heard. Do you realize how many people have talked about me, written about me, imitated me? Told my children that they really know me. They know Judy Garland. My little girl, Liza, came home one day from school. She was about 10 years old, and she said, "What is this?" She has a lovely kind of Italian indignation at indignity, I should say. Yeah, see, I can't read, write, or talk too well. But it's all in the machine. Maybe Madison Avenue puts out these machines. Yeah. Webster and Madison. At any rate, Liza came home from school one day and said, what is this nonsense that I always hear at school, that everybody knows you, Judy Garland. Everybody knows Judy, but they really know her. No, they really know her. They knew her when she lived in Transylvania. They had the house next door, and they heard all the insanity of Mama. And Liza looked at me and simply said, "Look, I don't know you, Mama. And nobody ever will. I never will." That's my girl. Well, we know each other pretty well. I'm rather proud of that. So far, I think I'm on a blank tape. I don't know. And I might admit defeat at this point. I doubt it. I have a tenacity of a praying mantis. With a little black Irish witch involved. Let's see if we got anything. Well, I just played that last...